Antoinette Blunt, the city's integrity commissioner, has ruled there are no grounds for an inquiry into a chinwag involving Cowns. Lisa Vezo Allen, Sonny Spina and Angela Caputo in the city council chambers on February 3. Ward 4 Cown. Stephen Kinnick had written to Blunt asking for an investigation to determine whether Vezo Allen had broken the city's code of conduct when she met with Ward 1 Cown. Spina and Ward 3's Caputo. Vezo Allen had requested a leave of absence from January 31 to February 28 because she was running for the New Democrats in the provincial election. Cown. Kinnick stated that at the council meeting of February 3, 2025, Cown. Vezo Allen was in attendance and that she was in the gallery and before the council meeting started, Cown. Vezo Allen entered the staff and council portion of the chamber, the integrity commissioner said in a preliminary report prepared for Monday's council meeting. Cown. Kinnick stated the meeting was delayed and that Cown. Vezo Allen was conversing with staff members and councillors. Cown. Kinnick took two photos on his camera and provided these as evidence, Blunt added. The council meeting was scheduled to start at 5 p.m. but Kinnock's cell phone photos showed the three councillors were still confabbing at 5:03 and 5:05 p.m. Kinnock pointed out that Vezo Allen met with the two councillors in a part of the council chambers reserved for council members and city staff only. He said the meeting there constituted a conflict of interest. This erodes public confidence in our municipal government and this is undue influence on staff and her colleagues when she is on her leave of absence of her own request, Kinnick claimed. There is a clearly defined line between the gallery where she had every right to be and crossing that line onto the council chamber floor unprovoked and of her own free will to inappropriately engage staff and colleagues during her leave of absence at the time normally the council meeting would be ongoing, he added. The integrity commissioner disagreed, pointing out that Vezo Allen was in the staff and council portion of the chamber prior to commencement of the council meeting and not after it started. The integrity commissioner finds there are no grounds for an inquiry, Blunt ruled. The city's code of conduct allows its integrity commissioner to refuse to hold an inquiry if a complaint is frivolous, vexatious or not made in good faith or that there are no grounds or insufficient grounds for an inquiry. This wasn't the first time Kinnick has come out on the wrong end of an integrity commissioner decision. In April 2024, Blunt ruled that Kinnick violated the city's code of conduct by making inappropriate remarks about city staff at a live-streamed council meeting, on March 18 of that year. He was reprimanded by Mayor Matthew Shoemaker.